All right. What will a Michigan win on Saturday night do for Michigan recruiting? What will getting to the Final Four or national championship game or win it at all do for recruiting? What has this season done for future Michigan football players? EJ Holland is the football recruiting insider for thewolverine.com. He joins us wrapping up our Football Friday takeover by thewolverine.com and on3.com. Welcome back, EJ.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, what is up until this point, including the win over Ohio State last Saturday, how has the success of Michigan this year, being number two in the nation, elevated their recruiting?
Well, from a 2022 perspective, it's been a little bit of a weird cycle. Obviously, Michigan was coming off a not-so-great season last year. There was a ton of change just from a staff perspective, and just a lot of uncertainty heading into the fall. And recruiting is obviously a relationship-building business. I think Michigan had to play catch-up from that end. So what you're going to see in 2022 is a little bit of a mixed bag. You have some high-end guys. You have your Will Johnsons and Tyler Morris and Zeke Berry who committed today. But you also have a lot of upside takes just from the perspective that a lot of recruiting happens in the summer or even late spring. So a lot of these guys commit earlier and earlier, especially with the early signing period on December 15th. So Michigan's season, what they've done so far, I think is going to pay more dividends for the 2023 class. And you're already seeing that. Michigan landed a couple of their bigger targets in 2023 this week on 300 defensive lineman Joel Starlings, in-state wide receiver Samaj Morgan. Both pulled the trigger earlier than expected. So I think in 2023, the sky's the limit. The potential for a top five class is very much there. In 2022, there's only about four spots left. Like I said, recruiting happens a lot earlier, and it's happening even earlier with the early signing period. So I think Michigan's season is allowing them to be in the mix for guys like Clemson commit Keon Saab, who's a potential flip, Notre Dame commit Amorion Walker, who's a potential flip. But you're really, really going to see Michigan rolling on the recruiting trail in 2023. There will be no stability issues. The staff full of young, hungry recruiters will have a year of fully settled in, and obviously you can pitch however Michigan finishes this season, which will obviously be great.
EJ Holland, Michigan football recruiting insider for thewolverine.com, joining us on the Meyer guest line. So does every game mean more to street cred with recruiting? So if they win the Big Ten title tomorrow night, that's big. If they get to the Final Four for the first time in school history, that's big. But if they win that opening game and get to the championship game, that could be bigger if they win it all. How much will the potential final three games help Michigan 2023 and beyond?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll help immensely. I mean, you win the Big Ten title, you get in the playoff, that's obviously a feather in your cap. You win a playoff game, and I think that really takes off. I mean, winning a playoff game obviously means you're in the national championship game. Even if Michigan were to just get to the national championship game and not win it, I think you'd see a major boost in recruiting. I think it basically almost guarantee a top five recruiting class next cycle. If Michigan wins the national championship, I mean, it can be even better than that. You could see the number one, number two recruiting class in the country, especially if they figure out the NIL situation. If Michigan can compete with fellow blue bloods regarding NIL, and you have the on-field success, and you have the staff that, again, is full of young, hungry recruiters. You don't necessarily have an ace-level guy, but the new hires, Mike McDonald, George Hilo, Ron Bellamy, Mike Hart, et cetera, Steve Klinkscale, all bring a high level of acumen on the recruiting trail. So I think that everything is in place for Michigan to have those Clemson, Alabama-level recruiting classes, Ohio State-level recruiting passes. Michigan could easily pass Ohio State's recruiting classes moving forward, especially with the win in the game and how you know, they can finish with a potential national championship appearance or win.
EJ Holland, you can follow him and everything Michigan football recruiting at the Wolverine. Michigan.com. So with that early signing day coming up December 15th, and here we are, Michigan-Iowa on the eve of the title game tomorrow in Indy. What's the early word on this early signing class, and where will it rank in the Big Ten and nationally for Harbaugh and his staff?
Well, right now, Michigan's at 20 commits. They have the number 15 overall class in the on-three consensus. Like I said, right now, Michigan's looking at about 24 commits, so only about four spots. So the ceiling's not as high for a really high ranking. I think maybe number 10 is potentially the ceiling there. Right now, Michigan's third in the Big Ten behind Ohio State and Penn State. I would be surprised if they move past either. I believe Ohio State is number four nationally, Penn State number seven nationally. But again, I think most of the dividends will pay off in 23. I think the top five class will likely be next cycle. But as far as how this class can finish, again, the spots are limited. But I do think Michigan is in a really good spot to flip Amorion Walker, a four-star wide receiver from Notre Dame. I think they're in a decent spot to flip four-star defensive back Keon Saab from Clemson. They're still in it with some high upside guys that they like. They're evaluating Virginia Tech defensive tackle Lamar Law. They're in it with in-state late riser Cohen Entringer, who's likely a safety that can play receiver. There are some high-level guys. There are guys that kind of fit the trend of most of the nucleus of this class, which is high ceiling, low floor, guys that Michigan feels like they can develop. But that's kind of the overall standing right now. I do feel like, you know, they've landed some really good guys in the top half of the class. Five-star commit Will Johnson can contribute as a true freshman at corner. Zeke Berry, who they landed today out of Northern California, is a top 100 player, maybe even a top 50 prospect that can come in and contribute right away in the secondary and play somewhat of a Dax Hill role. You have Jimmy Rolder out of Chicago, who's a top 300 prospect and one of the more intriguing guys this cycle. Michigan beat Ohio State head-to-head for Rolder this cycle, which I think is a sign of things to come. And he can be an impact linebacker in the Big Ten. So those are a couple of names to know that can be immediate impact players as true freshmen. So that's kind of where things stand with the cycle right now.
All right, thank you, EJ Holland, recruiting insider for the Wolverine.com. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks for having me.